Time now for this week's Goofy. I mean, come on, where do I start? I'm shaking my head. I'm just anticipating the hate mail. But one of the challenges for every media commentator, I think, was revealed this week. You get too much embroiled in the politics of it all. So a little shout out in a negative way to every program that when the Trudeau blackface scandal first broke, the first thought was, how would it impact the election? Well, that made me uncomfortable, straightforward. They should have taken a page out of NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, whose first thought was not the election, was the impact on those Canadians and immigrants who felt marginalized. Still with the media, my advice is straightforward. Apply principles evenly, regardless of which party is involved. And I'm sorry, as we've gone through some of this stuff, I'll give you an example. It's hard not to imagine the coverage if the Conservative candidate for one of Montreal ridings had a history of anti-Semitic rants. But instead, chances are you haven't heard of Hassan Gillette. He was a Liberal Party candidate, dropped after 6 weeks of pressure because of his anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas, wipe Israel off the map posts. But I didn't feel there was as much focus as if he instead had been a Conservative candidate. There wasn't much of a fact made of the Green Party was forced to drop Simcoe North candidate Eric Schoeman. It didn't specify the details, but the party did say at the time, in quotes, they have zero tolerance for sexism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, misogyny, homophobia, or hate speech of any kind, end of quote. I would think every party agrees with that. Sounds like a Conservative candidate, Cameron Ogilvie, who the party dropped as a candidate in Winnipeg North. Why? Participating in a secret Facebook account that had anti-immigrant comments on it. Liberal candidate in Stormont, Dundas, South Glengarry, Ontario, Heather McGill. Not much coverage there for her pro-Fidel Castro posts. It's included Long Live the Revolution, and she's still the Liberal Party candidate. My point is that every party has had candidate problems. What a surprise. There's over 1,000 candidates, you know, running. Well more than that, 1,200 plus. But some in the media seem to be more interested in conservative problems, well, at least until the blackface scandal broke. But I think the key is this. Apply your principle first. Forget which party's involved. I give a shout-out, Goofy, to the CBC. Why? Well, I'll let University of Laval professor of economics Stephen Gordon sort of sum up the problem for me. I smile. He's a good economist, but he also says it really bluntly when he wrote, apparently the only thing in which I'm going to be able to sustain during the campaign is the shitty job the CBC News does with economics and finance. So there you go. Gee, how do you really feel? And I think, by the way, I'd add that the CBC is giving far too much ammunition for those people who say that it's biased. But my all-out Goofy for the week, it goes to the Toronto Star. And I think the Prime Minister made it very clear that he feels he made a huge mistake on the occasions he wore blackface. I'll take him at that. But the Star featured a piece by Dr. Cheryl Thompson that states in quotes that blackface is as Canadian as hockey. I'm still smiling after. Blackface is Canadian as hockey. Her rationale was that people performed in blackface in public spaces from the 1880s into the 60s. Well, first of all, that hardly makes it as Canadian as hockey. But it was also 40 to 50 years ago before the Prime Minister appeared blackface as Aladdin. But things have changed dramatically. Blackface was widely regarded as racist in the 80s, the 90s, and 2000. Granted, maybe not at Point Grey Academy, but everywhere else. That's why it's no longer performed in public spaces. And you know what? I don't feel even remotely less Canadian because of it. But come on, Canadian is hockey. Wow. Lots more to talk about in that subject. I'm sure you'll hear it everywhere, at the coffee shop, in the media, you name it. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific weekend. Thanks for listening.